The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. Join us on the phones if you have something to say at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I just got a really nice email through the one of the pages. John, listening to us up in the city, says, Devil's Advocates, I listen to all 3 hours. It's the best I've ever listened to, and I listen to a lot of left-wing radio from the Twin Cities. John, we appreciate you doing so.
Oh, nice, John. Thank you.
I think John particularly likes the first 2 hours. Yeah. I just assume that.
Oh, you must assume. Of course you do.
Now, Dominic, before we move back to the phones at 844-967-2789, John, you can call. Anyone can call here. Lightly screened. Hell, even the conservatives have been working their way up the queue today. Mostly friendly. But, Dominic, less than friendly, the appeal of the new gerrymandered maps in the state of Wisconsin, the redistricting. I guess these aren't the gerrymandered. These are the court-ordered maps.
Well, these are just the gerrymandered light, because they basically made few changes to the last historically, politically gerrymandered maps. But please continue.
So the Wisconsin Supreme Court effectively chose Tony Evers' maps as the agents of least change. Now, Republicans had pushed the Wisconsin Supreme Court to accept least change because, of course, they want to bake the cake and all the wonderful gerrymandering they had done for the last decade. They wanted to make sure that was a good start point.
Exactly.
And then they were going to try to make it just a little worse, right? Or at least that was the plan. But I got to tell you, Dom, I don't think it's going to work. And I don't know if you'd seen the rulings by the U.S. Supreme Court out of Pennsylvania in North Carolina, but the U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Republican appeals in both of those states. And the courts had really, the lower courts had ruled on Democratic favored maps, or at least relative to the Republican maps.
Right, right.
So, you know, I'm not great at reading the tea leaves. You know, you never know when Roberts and his conservative pals are going to wade into one. You know, yeah, but we need Wisconsin, so we're going to screw Wisconsinites. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think the court is showing that they don't want to wade into the numerous redistricting cases around the nation that have already been decided by lower courts. If the state Supreme Court has made its ruling, despite the request of the Republicans, I don't think the U.S. Supreme Court's going to do it. And in fact, I love the timing of this newest, I found it at CNN, but the newest from the U.S. Supreme Court, because it's basically a middle finger to Wisconsin Republicans, whether they've realized it yet or if they're just learning right now on the Devil's Advocates, that's the case.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter to them. I mean, they're going to make the efforts no matter what. It's not their money. What else are they going to do? And I heard some conservative talk radio this morning lamenting the fact and throwing around what political, literally referencing political gerrymandering. I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding? I mean, do you not understand what just happened the last time around?
Well, of course they do. They're being insincere.
Of course they are.
Disingenuous, if you will, Dom, because they benefited greatly in right-wing talk radio. We've talked about this, Dom. I mean, you published, what was it, Media Matters the other day. You know, what happened when we had a very close race between Prosser and Kloppenberg? If you'll recall, Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And it came down in Kloppenberg, the night of the election, she was ahead. And right-wing talk radio, at the behest of Scott Jensen, decided they got to do something about that. They got to put out the clarion call for cases of voter fraud.
Yes. Let's just say it. Voter fraud. Say it with me now.
Voter fraud. So they went out looking for all these reputed cases of voter fraud. And, I mean, Vicki McKenna, she lined them up for hours. Hell, we've heard Ron Johnson talking about the buses. The buses coming up from Illinois, right? Apparently, they all parked in Brookfield and voted there where Kathy Nicholas found those 11,000 votes or whatever it was. Because eventually, Prosser won the race. But that didn't stop the conservatives, like the former corrupted Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen and right-wing talk radio, your corrupted girlfriend, Vicki McKenna. They were more than willing to tell the lie because it suited their political means.
Yeah,
well,
that was their go-to.
This is so different. This is more of a foreshadowing we described, right, Dom?
Yes.
Rigged,
yes,
election.
Exactly,
it was rigged because we didn't get the outcome we wanted. Our guy looked like he was going to lose. Didn't hear so much about rigged election after Nicholas found the additional Brookfield votes. Once Prosser was anointed, re-anointed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, no more talk of rigged elections till Trump lost.
Just briefly here, Crudy, since you brought it up, I just pulled it up. This is from 2016. From Media Matters. A series of emails released included one from a quote-unquote Scott Jensen, who Crudy mentioned, who may have been the Scott Jensen who previously served as Wisconsin Assembly Speaker and previous ALEC state chair for Wisconsin and went on to become a lobbyist. And those emails...
Caucus scandal guy convicted that was overturned on appeal in Waukesha County. He was a convicted felon who got his ability to corrupt back by, you know, having to push down to misdemeanor.
In a different county from where he was convicted.
Well, Waukesha County, because that's where you get the best rulings.
In the emails, GOP operative Steve Bass, B-A-A-S, stated, quote, "I obviously think we should start messaging widespread reports of election fraud so we are positively set up for the recount regardless of the final numbers." Jensen responded telling him that, quote, "anything fishy should be highlighted, stories should be solicited by talk radio hosts." I mean, this was back 2016, right? I mean, this is back then. This is exactly what happened. This was being reported in 2016.
Oh, well, yeah, I was going to say Prosser was on the ballot prior to 16.
Yes. But isn't that exactly what happens? Isn't that what we're seeing now? Isn't that the big lie? Oh, my God, we're losing. Just throw out something and say, oh, you voted fraud, voted fraud. Oh, wait. We found ballots? Really? They're legit? And what did the Dems do? I mean, you know, people were mad about it, sure. But they didn't go out and say, oh, my God, you know, this is election fraud. I mean, it was looked into.
Well, sure we did.
But did you take it to court? Did you say, stop the steal? Did you go and ransack the Capitol, Crudy? No. Because it was what
Capitol?
It was.
No, I did no ransacking. I did show up that one time with the devil tree, but there was no ransacking involved. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour. I don't know if you know, Dom, but apparently the Milwaukee County District Attorney becomes the second prosecutor to decline to charge state elections commissioners over the nursing home votes, not charging Mark Thompson and company. That's good, because Mark's doing a live show at 7 o'clock right here on Devil Radio, the Paul Revere Show. Stick around. This one ain't done yet.